Yeah, so definitely I don't do too well with my parents either, so that's why I kind of wanted to come up here, be around my
and relax a little bit.
Positivity, yeah.
Well, we always glad to have you. You know, you're welcome to come anytime. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is say I'm on the way, and we'll make sure somebody gets you in and out. So
that.
You was on the last show too.
Yep. Yeah, it was
got
a good
to do
time.
Some got to do some premier ultra lounge type of comedy.
Yep, definitely enjoyed that.
So how did you enjoy it?
Getting the crowd's attention. I like crowds that aren't paying attention whenever you first go up, because like I do the dancing stuff
right.
And I do all that. So,
I think you killed them with New Edition.
Candy Girl. You can't beat Candy Girl. That's my go-to every single time.
Oh, you can't get them. You can't get them away from Candy Girl. I love that. That your energy is so high. I love that when you come out and it's you got to get everybody's attention.
I just like it because like. It's hard to not pay, like, especially when, like, I'm the one white dude in the building, and, like, I just start dancing around. Like, it's
and they
hard.
Don't know what to do. They like to say, hell,
yeah, what the fuck's going on?
But you was awesome. I love you. I love you. You will be always in my listing of comedians to repeat. I'm going to call you a repeat offender.
I will happily be a repeat offender.
So what you got going on?
Let's see. I got a show with Naptown Chris this Saturday.
Okay, cool.
And looking forward to that. After that, I'm in St. Louis the 16th, which is my birthday.
April 16th?
April 16th.
Aries Nation in this bitch. Hey, my birthday's the 10th.
Okay.
Me and Ivory's is the 10th.
Okay.
Yes. So we got more Aries out. So y'all know the vibe in here is just like, ooh, it's cool.
Can't be an Aries. I've never gotten a bad thing about being an Aries.
Me either.
Never.
Me either. I have not had anybody complain. Well, they ain't complained to me. How about that?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They might complain to somebody else, but they ain't saying nothing to me. I don't give a.
But yeah, and then 4:20, I'm at White Rabbit on Fountain Square. Looking forward to that. And then the 21st, I'm at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington. I've been working on that. Been working on getting in there for a while.
And you just hosted your own show like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I have a show. I run a show in Franklin every month.
Okay.
So just had it last weekend actually.
And how was that for you?
It was all right. The person in the crowd pulled a gun on the headliner.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Was it part of his skit?
He was telling a joke about karate and like his sensei was really bad. So he told him like, what happens if someone pulls a gun? And you pull out your gun. And so he said like this and pulled out.
Wow.
Headliner kept going. Shout out Tyson Cox. Just kept rolling right through it.
Right.
I didn't even see it happen. My roommate had to tell me about it a couple days later.
Well, You never know who's in the audience.
Franklin, Indiana, Johnson.
That's
County.
Why we like security at our doors.
Johnson County, stay away. I don't even know.
And you work with Neil Snyder too, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So Neil did my show years ago.
Really? Yeah, I know he's. Been
he
in
was
the game.
Skinny then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a little
yeah.
Skinny now.
Yeah.
He's definitely on the age.
Yeah, I think it was the post that you posted with him in it,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my god, I remember Neil back in the day. We actually started. We was working at Premier Credit, I believe. We was working at the same place,
okay.
And I found out he was a comedian, and I invited him to come and do my show.
Yeah,
so that's how I got hooked up with
him. Yeah, I like him. He's always an open ear anytime I need advice. So, and that's hard to come by.
And that's cool. That's cool. Have friends all around the board.
Yeah, you can never beat that
in all situations. So. We got your schedule, your up-and-coming schedule. Like I said, thank you again for coming out and being a part of mine. You will definitely be futuristic, more to come. And we got so many people tonight that I want to give everybody a chance to get an interview. You have any questions for me? Got any comments you want to make?
Not sir.
Anything?
Thank you for always being open arms. I greatly appreciate it. I need some kind of positivity.
No problem. So in that case, get you another shot.
Not quite the case. I drink too much. I get sad.
Okay,
but
don't get
exactly.
sad. Give them,
I get
we need a bottle of water in C2, please.
Get this man some water.
We need a bottle of water in C2. All right, so that was our first 30 minutes of this segment. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, and we are going to talk about the next comedy show coming up, which is the Aries birthday celebration, April the 1st. And you definitely, if you don't have a ticket, you should probably have one now because you'll be standing up back by the kitchen or in the bathroom, and I'm not going to be able to help you.
Yeah, that was a good crowd last month.
Yeah.
I would say that.
It's going to be as big as that one, of course, because it's Aries Nation. It's an Aries birthday party. And I want to say to all the comedians, if you plan on coming to the show and you don't plan on paying to get in, you should probably call me first. Because I'm not at the door for a reason. I'm not coming to the door to do no checks for people. So please be courteous and be kind to yourself because I don't want our friendship to break up over you not being professional, okay?
$15.
So with that being said, holler back. I'll be back with you in a few minutes. We're going to get this show on the road.
Appreciate me, then it all remains the same that you
All right. Well, welcome back. We will continue this discussion shortly. We're going to make that a topic.
Yes.
Y'all check out Yaiser Radio and TV. On the TV side, we got the Sunji Culture Kings on the SIB TV channel. On Wednesdays, Peppy and Snap on the One God TV channel. And Saturday, Yaiser Radio Raw on the Yaiser. You can also call in at any of those times and dates at 515-605-9800 to post your comments, ask questions, or just get familiar with the staffing. And then we got Moving Forward on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And, of course, I am your host on Tuesdays, Talk to Tana. And then I have a co-host this evening. Avery McDonald is in the building.
Yo, yo, yay, yay. What's happening?
Can you hear Avery? You don't got to have headphones for me to hear him. I'm asking you, can you hear him? You got the headphones on. You
forget.
Y'all done threw him out off his game, and he done forgot
Dude,
what he was supposed to be doing.
Did nobody throw him off his game? He didn't follow instructions. He didn't follow the instructions.
We also got Net Sound Chris in the building. So, Net Sound Chris.
What up, Net? Yeah, what up?
Out the gate,
what to do, y'all?
He has his own show called Out the Gate, and he has the world's livest laugh.
In the world.
That's right. So it's an honor for you to be sitting here in my chair at my show.
Man, thank you.
And you are up on the next show.
Yeah.
The April show.
The Aries
special edition.
April 10th and April 10th in the house.
For the city, man. For real.
All right, so let's find out a little bit about you. And I know that you are a bus driver for Indigo, right? Because I've seen you in action.
You know what? I never knew. This Negro like Tommy O. Martin. I didn't know he was driving.
No, he got a job.
Wow.
He got a real job. He clocks in.
I mean, I knew he had a job, but I didn't know.
Yeah, he clocks in. Okay. I seen him working one day. He was getting some elderlies off his bus to go to a doctor's.
You're off Indigo. Oh, man.
Yeah, so he couldn't. He was like, yeah, like, bitch, I'm working, bitch.
I was like, no. And that's how he looking. Don't be out there. That's how he looking. Oh, hold on,
who calling me Naptown Chris on Indigo job?
Hold on.
So you saw him in regular form.
Yeah,
not...
yeah, he was working.
Wow.
I was dropping my cousin off at the doctor's office.
Okay.
And he was dropping some clients off at the doctor's office that we was at. So
well,
that's how I got to see
him. I've been wondering.
Live and direct. Yep. He's an actual worker.
Yeah.
He's a public servant.
Okay. An important job at that.
I love my job. I enjoy helping everybody out and doing what I can for the community.
So we appreciate you. We need more of our cousins to act like you.
That's real. Man. I'm still over here like,
he drove the bus. He really a driver.
Okay.
I've
been wanting
you know,
to ask him for years. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
But he's so cool, and I just be letting, hey, he do
stuff. He is cool. I had the honor to be on his show. That's been a couple of years. I think that was before COVID.
Yes, it was.
Ooh, yeah.
You've been like busy.
Busy. Yeah, I know. Every time I get the call, I'm like, shit, I'm on the phone. I'm going to have to send a clip in.
You going via remote?
Send me a clip. I'm at Northside working, but I entertain y'all ass.
With a wang of
time. Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yay, yay.
Yep. So with that being said, Out the Gate has been in full effect now for...
It'll be 4 years in May.
Hey!
4 years, y'all. Give it up, man. Sweat tears, man.
That's real talk.
So shout out to the whole Laughing Out the Gate team, Django King, Ashley Fox, J.P. Chorn, George McFadden. You know, that's why I really love the situation, because you got to have a team to make anything work.
You do have to have a team.
Not to say, you know, you can't do it on your own.
You shouldn't do it.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of, you know, when it comes in.
A real team.
Putting the shows and doing all this, you really need people that's up on their game on what they're doing. So, in this aspect of, I don't mind having to worry about that. Tana got that. Or,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Whoever's designated to do what they do. So, shout out to the team and shout out to all the teams out here and everybody that's, you know, on their entrepreneur solos or whatever, man. Shout out.
Positivity. Yeah, we love that shit.
Yeah.
We all got game. We all got shows. We all got situations. We all got day jobs. So it's always good when you can have
entanglements.
Yeah. Shit, I'm in a couple of them.
I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it 100. It's crazy.
I'm in a couple of entanglements.
We're gonna get on. I'm telling you,
I got choice, so I can always walk away from them.
Wow.
I chose to be tangled up.
You chose the entanglement, didn't you?
What are you?
Of course, I'm an Aries.
That's
I ain't going to put myself in no situation I won't be in. That's for sure.
That's real. And you know what? That's the quality we share.
Yep.
If I'm in it, it's because I chose it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Y'all can't see it, but we toasted on that.
Yeah, they can see us. Cheers. We got two cameras in this mug.
Yeah, we got two cameras in this mug.
We got an east camera and a west camera.
Right.
Y'all gotta, y'all should have seen
the look.
We gonna
get your ass. We gonna see you when we see you.
Hey, Napchat, let me ask you. I wanna ask you something real quick. You know what? What's crazy when he said, he said 4 years in May, and it struck me because mine will be 5 in May. You know why that's so crazy? Because I remember when Naptown, I didn't even know him, man, and he was coming just crazy clowning at Bella Marcia in a good way. And he would always come and bring like 20 Negroes with him, women, and they always got VIP. I don't know who he knew or why he was supporting the shows. But
he paid for them.
Well, he probably did.
You got to bring your people with you. You ain't got no supporters. You can't even make it.
He was just a real dude just coming to the show.
And you know what? I was coming to support Troy Boatwright.
Troy Boatwright. That's how that was what the connection was.
Shout out to Troy.
Yep. What up, T. Roy?
Yep.
And one night, Tony was like, hey, I need to holler at him. And I was like, I don't even know him. He just always clowning in VIP. I don't even know him. And if you don't know Naptown, you know, you really don't know, hey, you know, I'm approach. He's up there wilding, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
I remember
I just rolled. I was like, hey, man, what you do, man? You know, what's your deal? And it was 10 brothers with him I wanted to talk to him.
Right. Do I got to go through all of y'all to get to him?
I had to go through all of them, like 2G and whoever else it was, whatever set he was. But he came home, and that was him. And then I looked up. The next thing I knew,
Poppin'
was doing his thing.
Big
man.
Things popping.
Little things was stopping.
I love it when he come to karaoke, because I already know what song
he's going to do. He keep it pipe.
He going to do the same song.
He keep it
I love him and Mike Shaw. They did It Ain't No Fun If the Homies Can't Have
None.
Yeah, yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic. That's a classic. We a slow dance off that shit. Ain't no fun.
It's the homies.
How you going to make that a slow song?
Hey, we'll do it. We'll figure it out.
Then do it.
We'll figure it
do
out.
It. Do it. This is every Tuesday.
Yeah. The women will be singing along with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And they hate because they want to do it.
Yeah.
Do
it.
And
do
it.
Is that like a subliminal sex song?
Amen.
No matter where he at, no matter what he doing, he want to do it.
Right.
Big
doing it well.
Popping, little shit stopping.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the big niggas.
Yeah.
We'll keep it popping.
Keeping it popping. Keeping it popping. We ain't stopping. You know, keeping it, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
I love this set, Tom. I do, man. You bring out the best. We chill. We kick it. You got Mr. DW. I don't even know. He's like Russell. You know, he's just silent.
Yeah, he's just silent. Hey, that's my personal bartender. So shout out to DA because he keeps my drink full.
Yeah. Keep it rolling.
Yeah. And I also got to see him outside of the work.
See, that's another brother. I don't see
so
him.
So week before last, we left and we went to Coach's.
Yeah, we had.
I got video footage.
Coach's is downtown, right?
He was rapping. We did everything.
We seen him at the post that time. That's the one time I did see him outside.
Yeah, at the post.
He was live.
Right now.
You said right now.
Okay. Yeah, he showed out a little bit.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we had fun. We had White Castle. I was like, why was my bill so high? I forgot his ass was in the car with me.
Why people don't be? I can get a Craig. Boy, I'll get me some White Castle.
I can give me two fish sandwich and a double cheese, no onion, and that's about all I can get.
Nah, they got the 10 set for $6.99.
I can't eat 10 of them.
I eat 5 at night, take another 5.
Yeah, your stomach be bothering everybody. No, listen. His stomach be bothering everybody. Because he walking in for it, and everybody behind him smelling the shit. He don't smell nothing.
Under the cover.
My buddy had to tell me.
You gone, D?
If you want to, that's on you.
You gone, D?
It'll be on the board next time you come back. Yeah, if you want to take it for your babe, get you some goodies tonight.
Get you some goodies.
Yeah, take that motherfucker now. Yeah, take that motherfucker. Get them goodies.
Go ahead.
Get them goodies. You need that orange juice, too?
Shout out to Leo. He's a real good dude.
I love you. Be safe. Tell your dad I said hello. Keep them curls.
Break
together.
Out the old school.
Yes. Yeah. She's somebody
Rain,
Nana.
Bonnet.
She's somebody
Danny's
Nana.
The comedian. Can y'all see this?
Hey, they used to come in a little bitty bag.
How good.
What the hell?
Okay. It gets all kind of protected.
That ain't stopping brothers like me in that town, though. We going around it. We getting there. No.
Hey,
you better ask somebody. You better ask.
What?
Ain't that, what? Was that an AIDS joke?
This motherfucker said you getting an AARP card next
month. Wow. I'm 50 and 2 in a West Wild team. Naptown, tell us. We getting around all that.
This fool.
But you my brother. I
don't want
no incest.
No, but I'm just saying. Brother, did you say incest demon?
Yes.
I'm a uncle.
There ain't nobody going for that shit.
Bye,
Denny. Oh, my goodness. It's whatever. It's Tuesday.
It goes down.
And it did.
And we ain't even scratched the surface yet.
I know, like, we even started a half an hour late because of the internet. We had some internet issues, but that's not stopping no show. One monkey don't stop no show. So y'all know. If one don't show up, three will.
That's what it is. Monkey hush. That's what I tell her. There's too many monkeys in here now.
Oh, shit. Y'all are fried.
How was y'all's week this week? How's it been for Tuesday?
Hey.
You know, what's going down?
I absolutely had an amazing week.
Okay.
Into the week.
Okay.
Just coming back from Texas.
Yeah, how was that?
Beautiful, as always. I held my best friend. Well, I have several sets of best friends, so... they be like, are you going to your Texas best friends?
Yeah.
Are you with your Indy
but
best
you travel
friends?
For your
or,
friends.
You know. You know.
Your friend.
So my best friend that lives in Texas, originally from Indy. Well, I have two of them there, and my niece is there as well. But she's a traveling nurse, and she decided she wanted to go sit down for a minute because COVID. She was doing all the traveling for nursing while COVID was going on. So she said she wanted to sit down for a minute. So she got her apartment. So we drove her truck back, and then I helped
now,
her.
Now, did you ride solo?
No, we went together. We drove together. Okay. We drove her truck down, and then we got her apartment and got her set up. And then
the
I
first thing I saw
in.
Set up was the bar.
The bar.
I don't know what.
You
don't know what got set up.
That was
all
my responsibility.
It was a whole lot of emptiness in a full stock bar.
That was my responsibility.
They were chilling after that. Okay.
All right. Hey, I helped her get the living room together. I helped her get the kitchen and the dining room. The bedrooms was her business.
Okay.
I can't because you know what you want to do in your bedroom. Yeah. So I got all
and
this together.
Be touching on.
Then I put the bar together. Then I sat down, fixed me a drink. We did some hookah. Hey,
and
we had a
great
time. Then I caught the plane and came back the next day. Like, but I'll be back. April 16th through the 19th, I'll be back in Texas. Birthday, my other birthday, my other best friend's birthday is the 16th, so I got to be back down there for her birthday and my birthday as well. Well, for the last 3 years, the last 2 years, I've been celebrating my birthday in Texas. Well, I would say 3 years, because the year before COVID, I was in Texas.
What year was, oh, shoot.
Yeah, he can't tell me my schedule. His phone gonna ring. Thank God, because he. Yeah, but yeah, I love Texas. I love the atmosphere. I love the people. It's just like, and there's so much food.
Is they barbecue better than North?
I might tell you the truth. I actually have not eaten barbecue except for what my brother-in-law cooked. I haven't eaten no barbecue there because the only barbecue place that I say, I've seen two barbecue places. One was Dickie's, which we have here. That's out.
You got a Dickie's?
Yeah, on Pendleton Pike.
Pendleton Pike?
Pendleton Pike. Came out kind of hard.
Nah.
There you go. On Pendleton Pike, I hate him.
I didn't know we had a Dickie's.
It used to be good when they first opened, but then they had a management change, and then it kind of went different, because I used to go get the, like, the Tuesday special. It used to be like you get three bones and two sides.
Oh.
And it was like $8.99, which was a cool lunch, you know.
Yeah.
But the management changed and the cook changed, so.
There it be the cook change.
If you don't have that right person in the cooking to care about them ribs, your ribs ain't going to taste right. But I've seen one other barbecue place there, but it was in passing, and it was night, like late night.
So I couldn't wasn't stopping.
Yeah, they wouldn't even open. I was on late night shit.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You could have left that. I already know. Yeah, I understand.
You don't have to hit the clubs up. I hit the 50-15 up. I hit the 50-50 up, and I went to Faces. So
Faces.
Yes.
They got Faces. In
yes, they have a Faces. It's huge, and then they got a big ass patio with a. And all that shit. So
homegirl, you know, that's where Daisha, she's in Texas. It's someplace they be outside there all the time. The whole thing is outside.
Everybody be outside.
Yeah. I guess, was the weather nice?
It was hot.
Was it warm?
No, it was just nice.
Yeah. That's
it was warmer than here, but not too hot. Where, you know, it was unbearable. You could put a jacket on or a hoodie and be cool.
Could you wear a sundress?
I could have.
See, I like sundresses. Oh, man. Could you get away with a sundress?
If you want to.
Yeah,
somebody's son will probably be under
back
the dress.
We need some sundresses. I'm just putting it out there right now. If you're coming
somebody's
to,
son could have been under
the
dress.
To the comedy show April 1st.
April 1st.
And it's warm. Wear your sundress.
With the sunflower feet print on the
Yeah. Have
you got to have a flower.
You got to have a flower. And your toes got to be done, too.
Yeah.
Amanda, well, that's good. I'm glad Texas was a good trip.
Well, thank you.
No, what Tana was on today? She came in, hair done, nails done, everything.
I'm on some
airy
shit. Yeah. You know, I would have had some motherfucking heels with my toes out, but it was raining.
Yeah,
so I had to
rain
switch
can do
it
that.
I had
I'm
to
dusty
it
tonight.
That's okay. You can be dusty.
But I'm still an airy.
I ain't got dusty.
And I can get away with it. Not too many people can get away with being dusty.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Good point, because there's a lot of dusty mugs out here.
They can't get away with it.
They ain't getting away with it.
They got a little muss with their dust.
Or they staying away with it.
They know I see
over there.
I'm going
Hey, listen.
That nigga will call me
because
out.
It's tax season, so you know everybody going to be having a tax outfit on for the rest of the summer.
Tax outfits, tax license plates, tax watches.
Keep changing the damn number on the license.
Tax
come on.
Bed, tax,
everything.
Tax racks.
Now, we
racks.
Can't knock nobody's hustle. But
tax racks.
I think I owe somebody
to
get tax racks.
I be kind of hating because I don't get no. I ain't got taxes.
This is my question. I ain't getting none this year. Because I was let somebody that I thought was a professional do my taxes and fuck me up.
Oh,
yeah. Man. So I'm definitely not getting no taxes back.
What?
Yeah.
What, you
but
got all that money when
I got, I got somebody, I wouldn't even get no money like that. My kids been grown for years. I don't get no money like that.
I owe for when you could do ghost kids. That's how much I was.
No, see, and them are the people that don't get caught. It's the people that's doing all the scheming is the ones that don't get caught.
I'm telling you, I owe back in the day. I am not trusting.
Really? Oh, hell no.
I am not. John, I'm sorry, man.
We're going to get everybody's taxes done tonight. Yeah, that's all you need. Somebody else's social security card, shit. They'll get you hemmed up. That's what I'm saying. Why do the people that be doing all the false shit get fucked up? And the people that's being real are the people that be suffering. I think that's so fucked up. Because that's crazy. Like, I honestly paid somebody $500 and some to do my taxes, and I ended up having to pay $5,000
yeah,
back.
Yeah. Because the IRS don't care who got who messed over who.
Yeah. And I don't even know what she fucked up on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to read this shit. And I had to pay somebody else to try to fix my shit.
And then you don't get nothing this year.
I'm going to send her ass when I see her. I guarantee you. I'm going to jump out the bush on two bitches in this city.
It's
coming. I promise you on everything. I'm jumping out the bushes.
Don't tax whoop nobody.
I am. The motherfucking IRS is tax whooping my ass, so I've got to give it back to somebody. Shit.
I don't get them, so I don't even care.
I got to give it back to somebody. Somebody. I got to jump out the bush ass whooping for two people.
If you getting your taxes, call in this evening and give us a story on what your tax is.
Got another t-shirt.
If you got your taxes back and you've been doing the right thing, call in this evening.
Right,
if you
right.
get your taxes legitimately right. and somebody did you right, shout them out so next year. People like myself and Tana B, man, we ain't got to deal with these jacklegs. Because then they're going to get tax whooped.
You hear me?
Tana's for real.
I'm not playing.
You might get rolled up on at the local marsh.
Nah, I'm getting you when you come. When you.
There was another tax whooping cited.
I'd be like, that damn Tana B.
There was another tax whooping cited.
We thought she was playing.
They say Tana B done it. She hasn't been seen in 30 days.
I'm going to have my shirt on. Say tax whoop.
She's hiding out at the studio. She's hiding out.
She said this ass whooping belongs to you.
With the finger pointing.
Right.
But no, on a serious note, handle your stuff right, man, or you'll be sitting around like me and Matt.
I'm going to help you get to it, but you got me together.
Get your taxes, and if you own a business, whether it's a Simply Serenity or Laughing Out Loud or Laughing Out the Gate or Talk to Tana and Northside, whatever it is you do, handle them taxes. Give a shout out to my man Carl Long, man, and I need to get with him. I know it. He's been telling me. Because that'll come back to get you. You know, it's always a serious thing behind the joke.
You got to keep your business.
Keep your business in order. And I was unorganized, man. And it's easy to do. You get caught up.
And then,
what's wrong? You get a hot flash.
I thought about that shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to get your ass.
If y'all could have, oh, they can't see.
I'm going to get your ass. You can hear me.
And she know who it is. Is it a he or she?
You know, y'all know who y'all are.
And they got paid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it.
I got an EAP ass whooping the gear, too.
For real. And she ain't got to come through. She going to send that ass whooping your way. She's going to look at me and be whooping
your ass. This is personal. There is no third party involved. This is an A and B matter. Yeah.
When I know what's going on.
Yes. Only you know. You're going to be like, damn, she got me. Ooh. Yeah, your kids going to find you in the bushes. They gonna be like, your mama didn't show up for work. Her ass is in the bushes, laid the fuck out.
With tax whooping stamped on her forehead. Tax whooping. Bitch. Messing over people.
My shit got
it's tax time.
Right. Yeah, you know
anybody messing with them people running around knowing they buy it in March, bad. It's towed in April.
You know, they
get away with murder.
They get it. They getting $13,000 back and ain't never worked. How that shit happened?
Yeah.
Here I work.
Don't,
I work and I can't get $2,000 back without owing you five. Now how do I owe you five and I only got two back?
It goes down.
Y'all ain't even put the interest on there yet.
That's the 52 fake out.
That's the 2,000 back, but I owe you five. Yeah. This shit don't need to add up.
Yeah. Well, they add on the delinquent stuff. They add on the charge of faking it and getting somebody janky.
All that fucking mail you sent me.
The mail, the envelopes, the postage, them thick ass green and white envelopes.
So this is so crazy. Listen, I sent my amendment in December.
Oh, that don't matter.
It is still not showing in the system.
How long you see? I've been a tax.
It's March.
I've been getting charged.
It says it takes 3 weeks for it to get put in the system, but 16 weeks. to be processed. That's 19 weeks. Okay, listen. We at 19 weeks down, and it still ain't even in the system. But you want to come and get my motherfucking paycheck.
You better be cool.
Because y'all motherfuckers is working from home with no motherfucking mail in front of you.
The next day.
I tell you what, y'all better be cool how much you rap on them, or it'd be like,
I don't give a fuck. Come and get me.
Don't do that.
I'll jump on your ass too. You'll be a bush head.
What that dude say on that movie? I'll be all over you like a spider.
You'll be a bush baby too. Okay, so look, y'all, we got to take a short break because I got another guest that's at the door, and we got to get them in here. So we're going to come back right in the 1 second.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to come right back at you in 1 minute. I'm gonna get some more tax whoopings going.
No. Leave.
By that time I was sipping on my first lick. Hit the game, I started as a lookout. See the fly cars at the Big Willie's pushed out. Took bikes, Papa Willie's by the cookout. That was that summer, I was supposed to be bumper. It paid better, but the risk was worse. Stay the fly levers, copping kicks with the work. It didn't work, I was fucking up the re-up. Bottles at the tunnel, that was 98. I called Poppy for the bundle. Meezy tank grand, felt like a honey. This Gucci belt spot a stomach with some guns in them. It's only wealth that we won if you run with them. To the death or to the feds, come get them. Bird gang money, it started off that Bird gang money. New cars and that third lane money.
Just clean my fancy car.
A new Ferrari.
Picked up my fancy clothes.
Got them trues ready.
We own in a hot spot, no. We got the boss, we got the
boss. Patron and Rosé.
Bird gang money.
Bird gang, baby.
Bird gang money.
No, we
Bird gang money, man.
Bird gang money.
Matrix.
Yeah. Getting money is the hardest. Your first 100 grand is a charm. Your first school million, you're an artist. Especially if the niggas up the block sell garbage. Was told it crumbles all apart when you hold it. Wasn't naturally born a crook, I was molded. Drugs kept my uncles in the green, so I sold it. Even learned to smell a good grade through the packing. Headed Midwest and got financial backing. Started networking with the Willies off credit. Any concepts of being robbed, I was dead. Anybody get it? Don't come a day later with the eighth money. Gotta play it out cause I said it. Toss and acquittal. Coming in the club with my entourage. Me, I'm the boss in the middle. The brain in the brawn. Rock a house note round the neck. Lot of letters for the chain and the charm. Come on, man.
Just clean my fancy car. Picked up my fancy clothes.
No bricks, just rams who flip. Niggas stunt, then your man's a flip. Get em. Situation real, then your man's a hit. You slow on the getaway, the can you get. You circle the block, we play track and fail. A lot of real niggas on that track, I kill.
VIP.
But you know me, forever manning up. Never sit down when I pee, forever standing up.
Marvin,
I'm a boss, so I'm calling the shots. Big homie pioneer the block.
Not true.
You wanna pump, nigga, I tell you when and where at. Don't face fight, I'm not the one to stare at. Matter of fact, dog, you and your men sex. In the back of cop car, dogs pointing your index. I guess you good cause you'll save me the ball. But somebody gonna die if a hammer get pulled.
Just clean my fancy car. Picked up my fancy clothes. Every owner in the house, but I know we got the ball. Up my fancy clothes. Every owner in the house, but I know we got.
Bird gang money. Only niggas spending that bird gang money.
Hey.
It's not that I don't want you here.
Well, look at me. I'm dusty from work, too. We dusty.
All right.
But what we just talked about, AJ, we can get away with being dusty. Some cats can't.
Because y'all actually have a dusty job.
We don't matter. but we players in the game. We can do it. Some niggas can't do this. They can't get away with
dusty. Hey, this is Dan Nieces, too. Right, want to put that over there. Yeah, she bought the wine and the opener. She was not playing.
Tama, I think you really did. That's a lot of package over there.
Sorry, sir.
Lord have mercy.
Well, Dwayne might have to invest in some sturdier.
No, the mic won't even go back the way it was. I keep trying. Yeah, I'm going to see.
I can't fix that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, we got another special guest in the building that just joined us. We got DJ M. Banks in the building.
Hey, what up, though?
So he wasn't intentionally coming to be on the air, but since he here, fuck it. I just want to say shout out to you, not just because I'm your mom, but I am proud of you of being a dad and trying to hold your own business. Your own business together. He also has an auto detailing business, so if anybody needs their cars detailed out, let me know. We can hook it up. Chris said he needs some work too. Naptown. Yes. I just couldn't hear you. Fuck you.
See? Oops. I got Thomas ass knocked all the power out of my mic, y'all. Jesus. So just take me now.
I'm sorry.
But anyway.
I tried to squeeze
never
through that.
Apologize for having a son in 2022. In 2022, this dude is doing his thing.
All right.
You're always supposed to do that, man.
I'm definitely proud of him because I ain't been downtown to get him out.
Come on, man.
Never.
And you ain't going to lay no flowers down either.
Never. And I ain't.
That's because when I went downtown, it wasn't necessary.
It wasn't necessary.
They ain't had nothing on me.
Well, I ain't know that.
Kept it 100 because you know some of his boys, man. You see in that clip?
Hey.
They ain't had nothing on me. Jay.
I went once. That's all it took.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Me too. And
can
that's
I ask him a question real quick
too.
On the real?
I went on a humble.
I remember when you could walk up Alabama.
I didn't even jump out the bridges on nobody.
You know, I remember when you could walk home from Marion County back in the day. Stop off. Oh, man, you get locked up back in the 90s, man. You could walk up Delaware, cut down to Alabama, man. You can stop and holler at a young lady that she looked nice.
No, please,
you better not try to. You better not take nothing.
If he met somebody on Alabama.
This is the late 80s, early 90s.
I know.
It was cool then.
They was real cool.
You can't do it
they
no
were
more.
Free.
I had a few dollars in my pocket.
They were free.
Yes, basically.
Anything you find walking down Alabama
is a bad. It was okay, though.
Was it?
I want to ask
you. How do you feel now?
Nah, man. I remember I hit the turkey leg chick. She had a turkey on her. Me and my guy. That's it. We getting into something else.
Yeah. Ask the question.
I want to ask you a question. So this is real because we have a good time, a great time, man. But always you got it. At the end of the jokes, it's always some real shit behind it. Mm-hmm. So how do you? AJ?
30.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, my brother. When it comes to them decisions prior from 25 to now, what was it that kept you on the square that got you here now? Because you could have made the other choice. I know you got partners, and ain't nobody talking down on none of that because niggas do what niggas have to.
Yeah.
But what made you, in them heat of the moments, make the decision that still got you doing what you're doing now and looking good doing it?
To be honest, it's just the same stuff that was instilled from day one. You know, I don't start no
from
trouble.
Home?
Yeah, I don't start no trouble because I don't look for trouble. That's just my mindset. You know, some people just... They out here, so mm-hmm. they're going to take what come with it, mm-hmm. you know, and they'll live with the consequences later. Sometimes I got to think ahead because not only did I have kids early, I care about myself, you know. And if I'm not doing the most that I can do, I don't ever want to play myself out of position, you know. And that's mm-hmm. really what's most important to me is just always being accessible and have the opportunities. And if you know, messed up and down there mm-hmm. and back and forth in the system, then, you know, that just cut your chances in a fourth type, so...
That's true, and if you got opportunities, you can create opportunities.
Yeah, that's just how I look at it.
My man. My man.
And he had to deal with me.
And, well, you know, he said at home. It's just the stuff that was instilled in him. Now, because you know cats that probably some of them had the same kind of stuff, but there was something that twitched that Tana B probably put in there that I got, whatever it was something from home that initiated.
And I know that, you know, I had a little bit, different with my mom compared to some other people's moms.
Because you can keep it all the way 100.
All the time.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's what a lot of homes don't have. You know, whether it's good or bad, mm-hmm. you got to
keep it on
the
table.
You got to be able to tell somebody what's going on.
That's how my mama was. No, that's real. That's how my mama was. That's real. And he's 30. He's 30. That's why that's important to hear what's on their mind besides DJ, besides all that. Because that boy just sat there and broke it down. He's 30 years old, man, and that's what he can be, y'all. You got to stick to what the hell is the root of why you are where you at and make them decisions when them crucial moments come in life. That's real,
like
man.
I didn't like that thin mattress they gave you down.
Oh, man. It wasn't a mattress in my day. I don't know when you went, but it was metal.
I wasn't there that
long. You didn't want to do that.
I wasn't there that long.
You get the fat lunch, man.
Nah, they gave me lunch, but I gave it away.
Yeah,
I told them I ain't eating.
That shit had you bubbled up, man. That had you bubbled up.
I'm out of there.
That's real talk. So I appreciate that. I ain't gonna even trip on you since your answer was real and it was genuine. I ain't gonna even trip on that fucking Seahawks hat. Should be a coach hat. Did you say it? He's such a respectable cat, man.
I just wear stuff that match the colors, man. I'm not a fan of no team. I'm a fan of players. I don't cheer for no teams.
All right.
No shade to the net, man. I just don't chill for them. They don't do enough winning for me.
All right.
I like to talk.
Maybe
crazy.
If we
like
pay
to...
some money, we could get some wins.
You know, I
agree with you when you're right.
Dogs.
We just got broke down as Phillip Rivers too.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan.
And it's about to be
what the hell are we getting ready to do with that bullshit?
We about to use him for a year and then look for another quarterback next year.
Stupid. I vote them to call Trey Roberson in. Get my cousin in this motherfucking leg.
You know
him down and throw some touchdowns.
And that would work better than a Matt Ryan.
Yeah, but they don't want no black quarterback.
No. Why you think
they
we ain't got
one.
Jacoby? Why? And he's
they
a free agent.
They needed him.
He's a free agent.
They needed him. They should have kept him.
They could have bought him back.
They want him, man. They don't want him.
Hey, it's a cold game.
We can step on it.
What's crazy is that y'all brought that up is that I tweeted the other day, and I was like, it's crazy how Deshaun Watson could have all of this stuff surrounding him. And, you know, it's a problem because we don't know the truth, but they gave him the highest paid.
He just said it, $230 million for 5 years.
In NFL history.
$230 million.
While facing allegations. I tweeted that it's higher ups pulling strings that people don't really understand. Yeah. And Trey liked it. You know, him leaving the NFL and everything, like, you know, he kind of can relate because he knows the politics.
Well, he knows the behind the scenes because he's in the mix of it.
Exactly.
Just like Hollywood, the actors and actresses that's in there know the game.
Yeah.
They know what's happening in the NFL. They know what's happening in the NBA, man.
That's all it is.
That's real talk,
it's
bro.
It's a show. So, you know, you just got to.
Everything's Hollywood now.
You got to know where you got. Hey, you got to know the people. It ain't what you know, it's who you know.
That's real.
It ain't what you know, it's who you know. It's who you know. And if you don't know the right people.
Face in the motherfucking hell. That's a young man with some stuff on his head. Now he got some fat meat on his head.
Yeah, a little bit. I just try to apply it.
It's all right.
Determines on how you grow.
Yeah.
You know a lot more than they ain't doing shit. Guess what you probably be in the
bracket
of?
Where it rubs off.
Not doing
exactly.
Shit.
It rubs off. I'll be a solo artist.
Hey, you are only you are only as important as the people you surround yourself with. That's why they always tell you to surround yourself with good people. And your outcome will be better eventually because if you hang around with the wrong people, you're going to be in wrong shit.
It's going to rub off.
Not necessarily that's your choice, but you're going to be in the wrong place at the right time, and you're going to be one of them.
Yep.
You know, so that's just, you know, you have to be with people that are good for you, are beneficial.
And you had to be that brother that can say, man, you got to do like Trey in Boys in the Hood. Hey, dog, let me out the car.
Let me tell you this.
I mean, it's serious business. It's more damn days. They
like,
rooting
this really ain't got nothing to do with me. I want to get out the car.
Yeah.
So this is the only, I'm going to tell you, since he's here, I'm going to talk about him for 1 minute.
Talk about him.
I got called to the school. When he was in the seventh grade, he was in all honor class.
Sixth
grade.
He remembered.
He was in all honors classes. And I got a message saying that I needed to come to the school for a meeting at Blase Time. And I was meeting with his teachers, the dean of boys, and the principal. And I'm like, what the fuck did he do? Because we ain't had a conversation about nothing. He's in basketball. You know, he's an athlete. We on the traveling team. We out of town every weekend playing basketball. I'm like,
no
what
mission.
The fuck is that they want me up here for? I walk in there. It's a boardroom full of people. I'm like, oh, fuck.
A lot of white people, too, I bet.
Yeah, it was a couple of black. He had a couple of black teachers.
One black teacher.
One black. I already know. I know how it was.
I'm thinking the worst in my head because I'm like, what did he do that I don't even know about?
He's getting ready to get kicked out the district.
He's going to get kicked out the house.
The district, the house. This thing is gone in the seventh, eighth grade.
Hey, do you know they wanted me to know that he was not given 100% because his surroundings. His friends were not as smart as him, and he was dumbing down to their level. And they wanted me to know that he wasn't influenced by them, but he just didn't want to be as smart as he was around them.
Well, he wanted to be equal with what everybody else was doing.
And
He knew.
Boy,
nigga, your ass.
I can handle this.
Put out. But it's just, it's And even though they may not have pressed him.
And then his by his grades fell in that semester because he decided that he wanted to be equal with his friends.
After the work, he decided.
I took him to the barbershop and got all of that.
Melting to the
cross.
I was
like, if your hair is too heavy for you to think, you can't have this hair on your
Let's
head.
Get rid of it.
Carry that bag of hair around with him so I had to make him throw it away.
Damn. Now, how was
he?
How
was he? Was in grade. He was like 13, 12, 13.
I bet that switched things up a little bit.
Never, ever, ever have I had a problem with him since. So that's, I just want to say that I've never had a problem with him.
Because you did something that mattered to him.
Yeah, we have disagreements, and he has, we have powwows in the middle of the bed. Like, we all going to sit here and figure out this solution. Because while I'm talking to you about it, she need to hear what she ain't getting ready to do. So, I mean, it's an open format for me because I didn't have that. I didn't have two parents. I didn't even have one good one. Well, both of them was good. They just was separate. So my mom worked all the time, so I never had a mom there to discipline me because I got sent to grandma's house. You know what I'm saying? Mom got to work at night. Ain't nothing but old people over here. You don't need to be over there, so you go over grandma's house.
We listened to Marvin Gaye albums all night long when the old people park.
We didn't get to listen to shit. My grandmother was a Christian.
Oh, wow.
We didn't wear pants at our house. We didn't eat pork at our house. And
I understand.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know that I was not eating pork.
You didn't know.
Grandma just had a different menu. She just had a different menu.
Yeah.
You eat what grandma fixed, or you don't eat.
But it all came together.
Yeah, it definitely came together. I am very blessed of my upcoming with all the parents that I got with.
We need to teach a class on that old school shit. For real.
Yeah, y'all do. Cause
it's real, man.
These new
because
parents,
they don't know that. How can you hand something down?
If you ain't got nothing to hand down,
you know.
If you ain't got nothing to hand down,
they don't even really remember basements. These kids. We grew up in basements. We had basement part. They don't even know what a basement is. Downstairs of the
under the house.
Yeah, downstairs.
They don't know.
They don't know. You don't know.
Now, okay, or fired up.
I was active with my kids and transparent, but the number one thing you did that I see through that me and T-Bone did with them kids, man, is I'm your damn parent first and your friend second.
Yeah,
and that's where the game got twisted.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to have you be so much like me that you think we on equal terms.
Right.
And we can have a good-ass time. We can keep it transparent, but there's a hierarchy here.
It's a separation. Yeah, because the things that I hear when he have a problem with his kids, he called me. He be like, "Mommy, I didn't do this. How am I supposed to react to this? Because I didn't go through this. I didn't have to do that, and I don't act out like that. Like my grandson is very, very rebellious." But he's a beast on the football field. He is killing them on the football field.
And you home in on it, and you get that money for him, and that scholarship, and that academic going at the same time. Whatever his skill is, get him up on that.
We own him. Trust and believe me.
I already know.
Trust and believe me. He will be a better him once he figure it out.
We won't live to see it, but he may see a glimpse. He may see a glimpse of change. See, we ain't gonna see it. But if you get enough cats at this age, that's doing their thing and doing it, he'll see a glimpse of change when he's young.
And I just want to speak up for the people that are in my age range or generation, however y'all like to word it. You know, everybody got their
like
own.
Like we old as fuck. Why you gotta
say it? It's a lot of stand up. You know, black dudes out here, they just don't get light shined on them. You know, I know a lot of dudes who had kids before me. You know, the first person in high school to have a baby, his son like 12 now, you know what I'm saying? But he graduated high school, college, everything, moved, came back, still got his kids.
And
them
the stories we,
and
on another
ain't nobody.
Shout out to Steven.
And she already know who I'm talking about. Yeah,
it's real.
See, because it's, you know, it's just how we do. You know, there's certain people who, you know, they have kids and they just more worried about themselves. But once you realize that the kid is first, you know, it's second.
Say that one more time.
I said there's people that
have
a kid.
They realize what?
That the kids come first.
First.
Yeah.
The kids,
and sometimes just being there is more important than anything you can buy. Because you know, you can have everything, but if don't nobody show you how to use it, what use is it?
That's real.
That's just,
and that's
know,
your seed. That's your child. The kid comes first.
Of course.
I hope my daughter tuned in today. She may not have, but I hope she did. The kid comes first.
She my age?
And it's
my
a,
daughter, this is my 21-year-old daughter. Right? I got a grandson that's like my son. He is my son. He did.
And
but I'm hoping she's listening.
And not only is it hard on the male having a kid young, it's hard on the female too.
True.
Because you are a young female, you don't know what you think is cute to have a baby until you figure out that that's a you're a mother. You have somebody that's you're responsible for. You have somebody that's looking at your every move, and your moves got to be the better moves because they're watching you. And the kids will repeat, and y'all know that kids repeat everything they see.
And it's even worse
they
now.
Can do. Whew. Now, yeah, because everybody's kids are living off TikTok. Everybody kids is living off of TikTok right now.
Popcorn
like, inside. Yeah, so it's like you, we didn't, we had a different, he knew during the week he couldn't play the game.
Yeah.
He had basketball practice, he had homework.
It was structure.
Yeah, but when no you get to when you get to the anymore. Weekend, and we came back from traveling to Bloomington or to Shelbyville, wherever we done
and
went
you
and
had
play.
Him in everything
then,
that was worth having him in.
Then you can play. And all his cousins wanted to come to our house because he had all the updated games. But he couldn't play them until he got done doing what he supposed to be doing.
And as he got older, y'all could cut up a little bit
yeah.
together. But stay on your grind, son, and stay your mind sharp. But y'all can cut it, being totally transparent.
It worked. I didn't have no restrictions as a teen. It was nothing I couldn't do, nowhere I couldn't go because my mama trusted me. You know what I'm saying?
You are that trust. Boy, I promise you I ain't lying. I just got chills because... If you hold it in, they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Got to let them go.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep. Got to let them go.
You're only
going to
make it
mistakes.
Work.
I ain't going to say everything. We made those mistakes.
You're only gonna, we all make mistakes. We all going to make mistakes.
You know, and shit like that. Nah.
But that's because they're girls, though. If you don't give girls that certain type of protection from certain stuff, you know, they not going to
understand.
They was
different than the boys.
Yeah, they not going to understand.
And he had to watch me and my daughter go through it together because a female, you can't tell... She thought she couldn't. I couldn't tell her what to do. Then
that
he
didn't
just
end
say,
well.
That's a whole other thing because he had a whole other responsibility. He's the boy.
Yeah.
He's the man. Basically.
He's the only boy in the house.
Yeah. He's holding a whole other way.
He's trying to tell
way.
Her
orange
like,
orange
don't.
Orange
hey.
He's holding a whole other way.
You don't
want to
do that. You don't want to do that.
I remember one time he DJ'd my show. And this is getting off topic. It's still real funny shit. It's cool. And all he did, I said, "Hey man." You know, that's my sister. But we celebrated her birthday. You went out with them 40 people from your family and fucked up that night.
True.
In a good way.
True.
And all he did was, he was like, man, shit. I'm my mama, man. And it was cool.
Can't do nothing
and I,
about
it was respect.
Can't do nothing
it was respect.
About.
And I knew, and he knew that we both were saying the same thing. It was love and care. But that nigga was like, hey, man, shit. My mama. Man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what
and,
that, do.
And that's what and we were standing right like by that. The bar, and I went up to the DJ, and that's what it was. But it was cool because it was unconditional. It was respect. It was everything because it reminds me of my mom.
And because at the end of the day, I still take care of my business.
Hell,
I don't care
no,
what I do. I know, but I'm saying at the end
like,
of the day,
whoa.
I'm still handling everything.
Yeah.
So when I say I'm getting ready to go do something,
I'm
going to do it.
Cut
and
loose.
I can.
And I've had to do it.
And
that.
I will.
That's real.
And I'm going to continue. And it's Aries Nation. We outside
Aries
of it.
Aries Nation.
Yes.
For y'all that just tuned in, y'all know our birthday is April 10th.
April 10th. He on my
birthday twin.
Yeah, okay.
We come and clown every year together.
It's
that's
y'all
what I was. You wasn't out of town that year you had it. That was last year when me and Dwayne said I was driving down the road with sunglasses on. Was that last year in your backyard or was that the
year
before?
Last year was my backyard.
Okay, that's the one we did. Okay.
So I'm thinking, I don't know how the weather going to be. Like,
that's what I told Erica.
To
we got to wait till the week before. But it worked out. And you had a potty. You had a porta potty.
Yeah, I had a porta potty.
Yeah. Me and Dewan came back through it like midnight and the shit was popping, man.
Yeah.
We was, bro, I'm playing spades. A nigga thought I was trying to do something. Twin ended up being my nigga for life. I didn't even know it. I was like, hey, Ski, is that Ski?
Exactly.
But we was going to have fun regardless. Listen, we had a garage full of food and liquor.
And liquor.
We just happened to have a storm that we wasn't expecting. And I called the people. I said, hey, I need a tent today.
Right.
Yep. And they had that motherfucking circus tent out
and
there.
She had it
and I had all the clowns
up.
In there.
Yeah, all the real clowns was there. We came from the living room lounge. We're going to Tyler's, near. He was like, man, you sure want
to
go?
Hey, we was outside at 5
Tyler's.
O'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We in a tent raining like a motherfucker. We don't feel shit.
Nothing.
We had the fires going.
Yeah, man.
So I got enough wood this year for a bonfire. So I'm thinking bonfire is the type of... just depending.
I think we
on
may have a chilling one, but we gotta wait till the week before.
I know. I can't really determine nothing until like next Wednesday, and then my job is supposed to be closed, so I really can't plan nothing because I might have to work, I might not have to work. But I'm off on Saturday, which is the 9th, which is prior to my birthday. My birthday is on the 10th. So do you got a show on the 10th? On the 9th? Okay. Okay. Put me on your schedule. I'm going to be somewhere partying for my birthday at midnight.
Wait a minute, you got to show up at the
10th? No, the 9th. The 10th is Sunday. I got karaoke at the motorcycle club.
But we kick in on Saturday at
right,
night.
That's what
so,
I said. I
so
said, technically, I won't know for sure because of the weather until next week.
Yeah, yeah.
But the bar, Northside, is supposed to be closed because we having a kitchen remodel. So if we close for work, then I'm gonna start partying.
Well, I left mine open. I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's
Sunday,
how you supposed
Monday.
To do it.
And I'm turning 50 in that motherfucker.
Okay.
Half a cent.
Okay.
50.
50
cents. 50
cents.
50 cents.
Girl,
give me
50
of this. Eric, give me 50 of this and 50 of that.
You tell them 50 shots.
Hey, real talk,
50
man.
Shots, 50 blunts.
50 shots, 50 ones, 50 cums, whatever it is. Give me 50 some. Give me 50 some.
He threw the cums in there. He threw the cums in there.
We keep it real, man.
The C-U-M-S's?
The C-U-M-M-S's.
Or the C-O-M-E-S's.
You can come, and then you can come.
That's two cums. So that's two cums.
That's what? That's a cum-cum. We got the C to the O to the M-E, and we got the C-U-M-M-S, baby.
You got a cum-cum.
The Rock's in the building.
That's some airy shit. I'm with him, because I'm going to be trying to come. I'm going to be trying to come two times.
Come on.
Up on you. I'm trying to come 52 times.
She got me by two.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get that 50. What did Zell say? I'm going to get that money. I'm
going to
get them cones.
Hey,
even if we ain't doing good or feeling good, we got to look good and talk good and have good energy.
Y'all don't look good like no people, nothing associated.
You only,
right on.
Hey, listen, people always say, oh, you know, you only feel as good as you look.
As old as you are.
Because if I get to thinking of the 50 year olds that I knew when I was 18 and 19 years old, they were in pain. They were sick. You know, it was my older cousins and things like that.
Yeah.
So you get to thinking, you'll start feeling.
Yeah.
And you're gonna
like not knowing you got cancer
looking for the party.
And they tell you got cancer, people die.
Where the party at?
Where the party?
Where the party
you know
at?
Tell them next time. They say, how you doing?
Where the party at?
Tell them better than you.
Where the party
hope
at?
You look like this when you her age. Hope you look this. You be your 52.
Right.
Hope this
be
your 50, nigga. Hope this be your 50.
I thought she did a karaoke last night at
52. What?
Hey, I showed them.
What'd she do? What? Oh, Lord. Did she do the pose?
They came.
She's going to do it every time and tap them out, bro.
This guy on mic said, this is what you do at 52. I said, you're 51.
Yeah, he's going to come over and say, you 51. I said, okay. I take it a couple more weeks.
What it is, it's the beauty.
Not the beauty.
They can't touch it.
No, but this is just, it's as good as you feel. Like, I've had, within 3 years, I had 4 surgeries. Never had a surgery in my life.
Wow.
And that, you know, they's like, oh, you got to watch it, how you know your age and everything. Yeah, okay, but it's only how you carry yourself. Yeah. I was at work with my boot on.
Wait a minute, hold on. What's your boot on?
I was at work with my boot on when I had my knee surgery.
Oh, you're talking about that Michael Jackson boot.
Yeah, well, you call it whatever the fuck you want. That motherfucker made it. We made it. And if somebody want to buy it, I got it for sale for
$29.99. I remember. You had that boot.
You can get the same boot I had.
You had
my energy boot.
Not too long ago. I remember now.
I had 2 foot surgeries, and then I had knee surgeries, then I had a hysterectomy. So I had 4 major surgeries within 3 years.
You know, so let me ask you something about that. I know people, he always want to ask some shit. But no, it seems like here lately, the last 10 years or so, I think I was asking her. But it's like Oblations and his direct thing.
It's not that I don't want you here.
I was talking.
It's not you see me mix some shit in.
No, we ain't got to cover that tonight. But I'm serious.
And it was
you
like,
can't
it's
meet
not
a woman
thing.
Damn near nowadays. You didn't hear about it like that back then. Not just you. My ex-wife.
Well,
everybody, young girls, older black women.
I don't know. Everybody's situation is different.
But what
I'm
is happening to make that happen more?
I'm anemic. I can only tell you what my situation was.
Okay.
I'm anemic. And I was coming on twice a month. So by me already having a low blood count, I was losing more blood than I should have been losing.
Okay.
So we tried the ablation. That didn't
it
stop
didn't work
it.
With, yes.
It didn't work. So it was
it
like,
was
they tried to, no, it wasn't unnecessary.
Why not just
it was it because they tried not to go straight to taking your ovaries and stuff out. Even though you were at
but
a point in your life where you say
shit,
you don't want no more kids and
lot.
Things like that. And then a lot of times it's insurance. A lot of times the insurance won't pay for
but
that.
A lot of women say they tell them to get the ablation, and then a year later they got to get the hysterectomy any goddamn way.
Well, I can only speak for me. I only had the situation happen to me once, so.
Okay.
All right. An ablation is where they go
the
in
lining.
And they scrape your uterus.
Yeah, they scrape the lining. No, oblation.
Okay.
Ain't that like the lining of the box?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just saying.
They go in and they scrape it. And that's for one, to make sure that you have no cancer cells in there.
Yeah.
So that's a process. They do that to make sure that you don't have outlining issues within before they actually go in and take your ovaries out.
Right, well, you might have just helped somebody.
I might have, and I'm okay.
Career,
that's why it's called
Tantra.
So we can
talk about
it. A
lot more women I'm hearing go through that shit now.
Right? I'm familiar with all of them terms.
Yeah, that's why it's called Tantra. We can talk about
it. Say Malaysian.
Blazing. That's a stripper.
Don't y'all be joking about that.
Blazing is a stripper.
Blazing. Peel me back.
Y'all
ain't right, man.
Like y'all gotta get circumcised early. So if y'all don't get circumcised, y'all shit ain't
right.
It's
all kind of disease that can roll up in there.
Right, exactly. It's unclean. Unless you clean, know how to clean your shit.
No. Who wants to clean an uncircumcised penis?
I don't know.
It's somebody for every job.
It's somebody to clean the
anus.
You might need the head a blade. They might have to go in and scrape your shit.
It said it's somebody for every job.
It's a whole different walk, man.
Nah, man. Oh, wait. Hell no.
But it's real. And people don't talk about it because everybody don't want to talk about the situation. Like,
what happened?
They having a concert.
Is that a brain fart?
I don't know how I wanted to say that.
Say what?
Just say it.
This is Talk to Tom. Hey, you ain't took no callers tonight. You realize you ain't took no callers?
I didn't say what?
No callers.
Because nobody called in.
Ain't nobody called in.
I can't take nobody. Teaching me wrong. You teaching me wrong. That's the way to go.
Teach me wrong. I'll get it right. Y'all stop making fun of the word ablation. That is a serious thing.
Oh, that was a couple of weeks ago. The algae eaters. Oh, my goodness. We covered, like, everything that you could possibly think of. And that's just the message from here is to talk to Tana. We could talk about it. Everybody goes through something. We like to take people personal situations and be the outsourced for them. You never know who somebody might need to talk to somebody.
It's real.
And they just don't know how to ask for help. So with us finding out, that's why we do the show with the comedian, so we can kind of get to know you. Everybody that has been on this show has had a personal issue, whether it's diabetes, whether it's cancer, whether it's being abused.
Suicide.
Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Like myself, I've been robbed and I have been beaten, and I didn't know I could have died until after I found out I could have died. So there's a lot of things that go on in our community, and there's not an outreach.
It needs
to
be voiced.
And there's so many people that's going through things right now because they're scared to talk about it.
And you know what? Because it's cool to act like you ain't going through something.
Right.
Yeah,
it looks better.
Yeah.
It looks better. But guess what? It's hurting you.
It's
real. Internally.
Yeah, hard, as they put it.
It's hurting you internally,
hard.
And it's putting more pressure on yourself, your heart, your mind, your soul, because you're trying to hold it in because you're
And that shit'll take you out the game real quick.
Real quick. That's called stress.
Yep. Take
you out. That's why God is telling you, man. When you got all the stresses on you and stuff, you even look different. You gonna look older than what you might be 29 and look like you're 49.
That's why the clear people look a lot older than us because they don't know how to handle stress. We know how to hide it. They don't know how to hide it. So. I've seen a couple of females that I went to school with, and we're the same
horrible.
Age, and
horrible.
They look like they like
horrible.
65.
Horrible.
Like yeah. They should get retirement checks.
Yeah.
And
I know some brothers that have let
yeah,
my...
Yeah,
you
know, I've
we,
seen some... I've
you know,
seen some
here and there, but like you said, it's key. Man, you just have to feel like you want to feel and look. You'll look how you want to look if you feel that
too.
Positive energy running through.
You get up.
Yeah.
You get up every day, and if you get up, that's mm-hmm. already... blessing.
Say that.
So you have to make that day the best day for
yep.
yourself.
That's what we was, me and Aunt was
because
coming
you can't
down the steps saying
that.
That same thing, man.
You
wake
it.
Up, it's opportunity.
You wake,
bro.
You woke up,
yeah.
It's up to you. It's up to you how this day is going to go.
It's real. You can control your destiny, everybody.
You
got to control their destiny to a certain extent.
Tony
gonna have the hottest show jumping to something.
24 hours.
Tony gonna have the hottest show.
You got 24
Talk
hours.
To Tony gonna be the hottest
yeah.
shit.
You got 24
coming.
Hours to
that's
get it
real.
Together. Because that, I mean,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
you. It's nobody else's job to get true. You together but yourself.
Yeah.
If you lay in the bed all day thinking about what you should have did yesterday and could've how you could have did and all of that, you're gonna be in the bed in 3 more days.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out why you still in the
yeah.
bed for 3 more days.
Can't get up now.
Yeah. You don't wanna get up. Cause you, I'm like, oh, I ain't got nothing to live
man,
for.
Man, you
now.
Eating in the motherfucker.
Yeah, really crummy.
Yeah. Crummy Smurf.
Crummy.
You know, man, you just do this. I done been there.
Listen,
just do this.
What you gonna find in my room is a bunch of water bottles.
Yeah.
I have water bottles lined up all around my bed.
Yeah.
Wherever I
in
roll,
the
it's
loft, in the chair.
I'm drinking water constantly.
That's real.
And I think that water.
Cause we do this a
water
lot.
Really
you know, we
helps.
Sip a lot.
Yeah,
we gotta have.
Water really helps rejuvenate your system, helps
but
flush out the negative.
It hydrates you.
And it hydrates you.
Yeah.
You definitely got to have all of that. Big
what?
Thirst. You big thirsty. Shout out to Dwayne Abernathy.
What up, D?
Big fact.
Always holding it down. Y'all are radio. Y'all are TV. Y'all can catch us here. Well, you can catch me here on Tuesday. From 7 to 9, we had a late edition tonight because we had some internet issues. The Culture Kings are here on Sunday on the SIB TV channel. Wednesdays, you got Peppy and Snap on the One God TV channel. And One God doesn't necessarily mean that it's a Christian show. It's the One God that's talking about everything around God. And then Saturday, Yizer TV also is raw on the Yizer. Culture Kings, I said Culture Kings already. Moving Forward, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that's Dwayne's show. So y'all make sure y'all log in to him if y'all got a chance to log in, say something to him, let him know that you're listening. You can also log on to my set, which, you know, we're here right now.
Hey.
That number
is
515-605-9800. We got a lot of things jumping off with Yizer. We're trying to bring some youth into the building. So hopefully AJ's a DJ show. They just launched a 24-hour DJ show. My little cousin DJ Wynn is already up there live doing his thing. So we're going to get DJ M. Banks added to the 24-hour DJ set. Also... between him and my daughter, they're going to try to put together a show for their age bracket, which is 25 to 30.
And that's real.
So,
that's real.
We want everybody to get involved. If y'all got, you know, people that y'all know that don't mind coming and talking and opening up, that's what Yizer is looking for. Yizer is looking for voices. And we are the voices of the people. We are the voices for our black people. We are the voices for our community. We're the voices for everybody because if you know it or not, white people listen to us more than they listen to themselves.
Believe that. They look for answers.
All day.
From us.
They look for answers.
Because nobody does it like we do it. I'm just saying.
No, that's just, that's that thing that and jazz is jazz that they gonna do. Remember hip hop and chill,
mm-hmm.
and everybody in the city was like, "Why are you doing something for 18 to 25 year olds?" Do you
know
that
that
was one of, they don't have? And I used to tell them straight up, if you fuck it up, ain't nobody else doing it. But it was the most successful thing for 2 years running. Never had a problem. Never had an issue. Nothing. It's just the venue needed to change,
right.
and they wanted a better ambiance. But man, I never had an issue. Bring that shit.
You normally don't have a problem with the younger crowd when you give them something to do. Now, if you just say, all y'all N-words pull up, and just walk from there, you don't know what you're going to do.
It's not
right.
that I
got some truck trip going on. Then it gives people a understanding that, I got to behave a certain way. Or you give them a dress code. Like my mama always say, whenever you do your event, we don't do no tennis shoes, or we ain't doing this, no white tees. You know what I'm saying? That just eliminates a certain crowd. So, you know, at least if that crowd is going to come, they got to change their appearance. So
and
hopefully,
when you got peers of the same age helping promote that type of behavior and that type of structure, the ones, you're going to weed out the bullshit.
Always.
And he used to get mad at me because I used to wear him. I used to make him wear dress shoes and slacks.
Come on, man.
And button ups, and sweaters and shit to school.
Grooming him.
Yeah. Right. Because that's.
Do you know we was wearing Levi's and knobs and button ups and briefcases and trenches in junior high and high school.
Yeah.
That's
because
how me and a nigga
you,
from Amberwood got cool. Rest his soul.
You look. You
from the
if
hood
you
to
look.
Amberwood.
If you look. People will address you in a different way. You know, you go to school every day with tennis shoes on. You got your jeans on and a hoodie. You know, you looking already apart. Yeah, I want you to look professional when you go to school. You know, no, not all the time. So you gotta put your flats on, put you some khakis on, put your nice little sweater on, and you gotta be casual sometimes.
It ain't all about. Of life is perception. It's not fair.
Right, but it is what it is.
From 20, 30 feet away, we don't know who the fool is arguing.
Yeah.
We just see two people bickering. They could be talking business, but perception. So that's real. That's why a lot of our young cats get caught up, perception. And it ain't all of them made that way. So
yeah,
that's like
wrong place, wrong
time. Y'all got to make that happen. That's real.
All right, so we got Tana B and I Am, which is Irie McDonald's. Birthday, and we not having McDonald's. I'm sure.
Did you put an S on it again? There's not an S on it. It's not McDonald's.
I'm looking at this. I Am.
It's supposed to have been me and I Am.
I know. I Am. Naptown Chris, Lisa D, Stephen G's coming from Cincinnati. We got Miss Poovy in the building. It's an Aries birthday bash. Y'all already know this. Tickets are flying out the roof, y'all. Please get there early. Please don't ask me to come to the door to let you in for free because I'm not.
They're $10 tickets in
that.
Advance.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. No. My niece will have a list. And if your name is not on the list or you don't have a ticket, you will be paying to get in. Where everybody
and you'll
else
be paying the door price.
And that's only free. Like, I never go to somebody's show and expect to get in for free. First of all, I'm coming here to support you. I'm going to pay for me a ticket. I pay for tickets even when I know I can't go. I pay for it anyway. I done that for
you
your
done
show.
For my show.
Like, I done
done
that
for
your
show.
I can't come, but I'll buy a ticket. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they standing all out there doing me like this. I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm not coming out there. That's why I got somebody working on the door. So I don't.
But they
have
don't
to work
do that at Helium.
Oh no, they ain't doing it
they
no
don't
other
do
somewhere.
That
but where they
and
think
shit
that,
like
that,
that
shit is cool at.
You know?
And I ain't saying this to be harsh, but
no,
ain't none of y'all motherfuckers put no money in my pocket.
It needs to be.
I don't
real.
Owe y'all nothing.
Yeah. Where's the segment out of realness tonight? Keep it warm.
I don't owe you a free entry. Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I ain't even mad at y'all for trying, but it ain't working.
Right. Now that
we got that out the way.
We got
tickets for sale all around the motherfucking city.
Go on some other shit on that shit, but I ain't going to do it tonight.
We got tickets for sale for everybody.
$10
in advance.
But you know what's crazy? Them 30 piece, gone. Erica done did her thing. They gone. So I'm telling y'all now, don't run up on a brother talking about next Wednesday and this, that, and the other. You better get these last few, and you better holler because it's going to be, it's a player play. It's a player setting. It's player atmosphere. The ambiance is off the chain. Tana B, myself, it's our birthdays. We able, y'all know how we going to clown anyway.
Turning up.
Come on, man. It's the Aries night. Nothing but players.
And
I'm going to
be showing all the way out.
I already know.
It's going to be sexy.
We're just showing up. We're just showing up naked. And we just gonna hang out. We just show. I already know. no. I'm coming in that motherfucker like the Black John Travolta in that bitch.
Oh, shit.
I'm buttoned down to my navel.
with some calf socks.
And I will tell him, play staying alive. Yeah.
You gotta have it. You gotta have. Hey, hold on. You gotta have tidy whities on. Your tiny whitey's got a mess.
Well, no. Something my doctor told me a long time ago. Now, this is true. I told Eric, and he said, your balls hurt. Men know as they get older, their balls hang. And you got to wear your shit tight clothes. Young men, stop wearing thinking boxers is where it's at because it affects you through the years.
Yeah,
well, you know, he about 70. He know his balls is way down here. No, I'm bullshitting. He didn't even hear me. But no, yeah. I ain't going to have tighty whities for briefs.
I know there's too much information, but our granddaddy only wear briefs, and his shit still to the flow. So what do that mean?
How old is he?
80?
Oh, yeah.
They been like that, though.
Damn.
Hey, he's been wearing tidy whities all his life.
He probably was trying to hold them motherfuckers in. Ain't
that's
that probably black man ball?
He either coming through in the drawers or he coming through naked. Yeah, it ain't no in between.
Ain't no boxers. Cause they said, nah, that no shit ain't. Niggas think boxers is cool and all that silk shit. You better get something to hold your nuts.
I'm
telling y'all that.
I wear a briefs.
Yeah, gotta have them briefs. You know, I don't know how we got on that, but it's real shit.
Cause there ain't no telling what might happen.
But it's real shit.
That's hold another t-shirt.
Hold your balls.
No, wear a tidy whitey.
Not the whitey.
Tidy whitey.
Wear the hand.
Hey, look, my cousin calling me.
You know where your balls are?
Oh, you know where your balls are? They by your ankle because you didn't have them motherfucking briefs on. Hey, I ain't tripping on the gray hairs. I just want my balls intact. Give me all the gray. Keep my balls intact.
Y'all fresh. Okay, dude. So
y'all shit dropping about 70. You better be waiting on that one. Jeez.
I got my ace in the hole in here. So you gotta come over and say something before we end this segment. It's 9:20.
Well, double, you can have this mic.
I got my bro in here. Y'all know we've been rocking. We the original. We the like the ABC rockers. We the comedy rockers. We've been rocking since the beginning together. This is my road dog. We done did plenty of road shows. So with you being in the building, I cannot let that night.
Ask you one question.
It's delicious. It's delicious. Because he's a hater.
It's a hey, it's now a community drink. Death communion.
Erica said he couldn't have no more.
Damn, you on punishment on your birthday? Damn, you got restrictions? And you in the union? Is that against the union?
Nah, and they Navy buddy. They broke in the Navy.
Is it against the union?
How you gonna do your Navy partner like that, man?
No, that's part of
he's okay with it.
Oh.
All right, so bro, what you got coming up?
Me? Me, Makiba, Lil Stabby will be in Louisville, Kentucky, April 3rd. And then I'll be...
Oh, that's a Sunday.
I'll be in Florida. No, I'll be in South Bend.
April 3rd is a Sunday, baby.
I'll be in South Bend, and then I'll be in Florida.
Okay. Well, shout out to you traveling the globe, getting it together.
Oh, and then I'll be in Dayton, too.
In Dayton? When?
I'll be in Dayton on Ivory's May 14th show.
God darn. Yeah, that's why I'm going to be the filler for that show. So, I didn't even mention that. Ivory's 5-year anniversary show is May the 14th. And I am honored to be the host of that show because Sweaty Hands has a prior engagement. You can come back next week. Okay,
and
we got plenty
on
of time.
The road with
it ain't to May. It ain't
TV.
To May. It ain't to May. It ain't to May. You'll be back. Yeah. So we got all of that going down. Sweaty Hands is traveling. He's got Dayton. He's got Florida. He's got Louisville. Lockdown South Bend. So a shout out to everybody. And please be safe in your travels. I'm just so excited that everybody is grinding right now. Like,
yeah.
Everybody is hot right now. Like,
yeah.
there's no comedians that can't get no work right
yeah,
now.
We
if you can't get no work, then you just ain't no good.
We killing it.
Killing the game. And then we hope to have some new shit popping off here shortly. I've been invited to do a reality show with some other women in the city. It's four of us. And I turned my first segment in last week. I'm excited to see how that's going to turn out.
All right.
So 30 minutes out of the week, I got to record something in my life and what's going on and turn it in so they can turn this into my set. So I'm just like.
I got a Vegas Zoom tomorrow from Las Vegas. I don't even know what it's about, but they say it's hilarious. But I'm Zooming tomorrow at 9 o'clock down in the basement.
Oh,
reading.
A PM?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, shit, I got karaoke.
Huh? It's something. It's Las Vegas. I don't know. They ain't even sent me the link yet, but they hit me up for Las Vegas and wanted me to do it. I'm like, I hate Zoom, but I get a shot.
Yeah, go on, do it.
Call me. Call me. Hey, you don't know if you're going to make it if you don't try.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it.
Now, never, my collar, and I wear collar this shirt. So. That's right.
Naptown Chris.
Yeah.
Laughing out the gate.
You know, man, we got the comedy show coming up this Saturday.
Weekend.
Y'all, at the Post, man.
American
y'all
Legion Post, 249. I'm a
y'all
member.
On out, man.
We members.
Yeah, we members. Look at that. So we're in the building, y'all.
Oh, motherfucker.
Boy, man, Naptown Chris. We got the live in the world. Shout out to Laughing Out the Gate. We great to put on a good show for y'all. Come on out. Doors open at 7. Peace. Yeah.
And they got food, so I'm a fan.
Naptown Chris got the live is live
in the world.
In the world. Because he got things popping in and little shit stopping. He ain't even know. When T.I. see him do this motherfucker at karaoke, he coming. He coming. And I'm going to be his baby mama at that point. Big thing popping. Hey, we're going to have a big thing popping battle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You make sure you get them clients to their destination tomorrow. Thank you. I love you, and I'll see you on the set. I will see you April the 1st. Naptown Chris is on the Aries birthday bash show, so it's definitely going to be a turn up. We're going to be, I'm so excited. April 1st. A week and a half, I can't tell you. Half of this. Half of this dress. I don't give a fuck what the weather's like. I put a mean coat on top of my shit.
Well.
I'm trying to figure out if they can fire one of them limos up so they can look like they making money out there.
Well.
That's what I want to do. I want to see if they can fire one of them limos up. I want to pull up in the limo. Fuck it.
You know, McKeever got the plug. He got a limo connect.
Did he?
Mm, he do. He got one.
No, I'm talking about them because they just sitting there.
Yeah, that's what I told him that.
You can come and get me. No. And they didn't get in the limo and get.
He said, when you get there, you can get in the limo.
Just put the lights on and let me
go,
get out.
Y'all can go around the parking lot and then pull back up. But you got to drive yourself there. Yeah, you got to drive up there. You can get in there and you can drive around
hell
and get out.
Hell no. Drive around and get out. Whatever looks important. I feel like I should be important. I'd be like, nigga, can you pick me up at Bubba's? I'm going to go over there and have a shot first.
Yeah, we could be lit. I might find me a driver.
I'm going to try. Yeah, because you're a little too far. And we got a lot of stuff going on afterwards. You might just need to stay all night. Over
yeah, that's right. I'm probably going to be out.
Tell Helen you ain't going to come home next Friday.
Helen ain't going to know I ain't even come home.
He my bro. You know, that's what we do.
That's
well,
right.
We got 3 more minutes. Anything you want to add to this?
Nah.
Before we get out of here?
Nah, I'm just having fun.
Me too. This was cool. I like this.
We got 3 minutes. And shouts out to DJ M. Banks in the building. We're going to hopefully get him on this 24-hour DJ spin right here on Yaiser TV. They just had the launch this week. So definitely more DJs are needed. And this nigga doing it from his bedroom. So you clearly can do that shit. Yeah.
And we filming On the Roads with Sweaty Hands. I don't know what episode we on, but we here to film that to the next episode.
Okay. On the Road with Sweaty Hands. And I'm
what
definitely
episode
gonna,
we on?
I'm definitely going to be the host on one of them.
Episode 3.
We at 4 minus 1. We at back at 3. We back at the 3rd episode. One episode did not matter. No footage, no nothing. It's just like it's a wrap. Them Just Jokes live right there on Yizer TV. So we got the Yizer TV.
Like, for the movie.
Okay, and it's some definitely, we definitely got some reality coming, whether it be with Sweaty Hands and what them Just Jokes or the Talk to Tana B. We got all kind of stuff going on. We got comedy shows. We got karaoke parties. We got us just being us.
And we filming a movie with all the comedians.
Ooh. Yeah, that part.
And we got the league coming, too.
What's the league?
The Comedy League.
The Comedy League,
yeah.
TJJ. Y'all make sure y'all stay in touch and in tune with us. Follow us on all social medias. Y'all know who we are, and y'all know how we get down, and y'all know what it is. 22 is our fucking year to make this city blast off like never before. So stay tuned. Stay with us. Ride it out. The wave is coming. We'll see y'all shortly. Love.
Yay, yay.
Later.
It's on my nerves. We gonna quit and end the episode. 9:30 on the nose.